And Terry joins me from local dog charity Fama, who've been on a sponsored walk over the weekend, Terry.
Yes, we have, and it was a really good day for it. Yes.
So you started in Fangarola at lunchtime.
Yes, we started at the Caribbean. Then we had a 2.5 kilometre walk down to the Cheers bar. Everybody clocked in there. Then returned back to the Caribbean bar for a barbecue.
But it wasn't just humans on the sponsored walk.
No, we had the dogs as well. We had about 30, 40 dogs. People brought along their own dogs. We had some dogs from the shelter as well. And we took about 8 or 9 of those. All thoroughly enjoyed their walk.
Now, I had a suspicion before you did this, Terry, that some of the dogs might be hitching a ride. Did that happen?
Some of them did, yes.
I've seen pictures of dogs in backpacks and handbags.
Yeah, if you've got one or two little dogs there, a little injured dog, little Red, and then one little Ned, he has a bit of a muscle problem, but he's getting there. He could only walk so far.
So how much money was raised by the sponsored walk on Sunday?
We took over €3,000.
Wow.
Which was very, very good, which helped us towards the vet bills, the food.
Well, just to give us an idea of the costs of running the charity, how much do your vet bills come to each month?
Each month's over €1,000 a month.
And how much does it cost to feed the animals?
Feed the animals must cost us at least €200 or €300 a week.
So we're talking serious money here.
Absolutely.
So
yes.
The fundraiser on Sunday is going to be a huge help.
Oh, a great help. A great help, yes.
And Terry, a little bit about the charity itself. Where do you rescue dogs from? How do they come to you?
They come to us from, at the moment, getting from Cordoba. Some of the local people bring them in. They find them next to the dustbins, or they're picked up in the cars. They come to us, we look at them, see what we can do for them, really. From anywhere.
And how long do you tend to keep the dogs for before they're rehomed?
Some dogs we've had a few years, which we can't rehome, but we don't ever put them down. We just look after them. We have some dogs there that had broken legs. People have paid for them to have the operations. And they'll be with us for life, to be honest with you. We have one dog there that has fits, but she has 2 pills every day. But... Well, she won't be rehomed, but she will be there till she dies, and she'll have a long life and a happy life with us. That's the important thing there.
Always on the lookout for new volunteers and helpers.
All the time, for dog walkers, which is an important thing for us. Yes, always looking for people like that to help us.
What's the best way to contact you, Terry?
The best way to contact is go on our webpage or the Facebook, and there's a telephone number there, and talk to Pat Coleman, who's the president and founder of FAMA. She does a tremendous job.
So run a Google for Fama Fangarola or Fama Spain, we'll find
That's
you.
That's it. Yeah, that'll get you to it. Yes.
Terry, congratulations on the sponsored walk.
Thank you. And I'd just like to thank the Caribbean and Cheers for all the help for us. Thank you very much indeed.
Wonderful support, and great of you to come in and see us again today.
Thank you, David. Global Radio.